You would almost swear watching the budgeting process, such as it is in places like Olympia and Salem, you know, where Democrats dominate, that watching Democrats spend money, it's kind of like watching a 10-year-old with a $5 bill in his or her pocket. They can't wait to spend it. If you give them $100, they would spend all of it. And then they would say, Oh, I'm poverty stricken. At least that's the way it seems from a distance. And I keep my distance from Olympia, but Senator Chris Gildon does not. He's a Republican who represents the Puyallup area. That's District 25. And he joins us now. Senator, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me, Lars.
Now, if I mischaracterized any of the fine work by the people's representatives in Olympia, please feel free to correct me. But correct me if I'm wrong. The state of Washington has been floating on a massive amount of taxes, over-collecting for the last couple of years, and accidental collecting where the carbon tax turned out to generate a lot more money than they thought it was going to. But hey, that was just a little oopsie, and they knew where to spend it. And now all of a sudden they've turned around and said, we're suddenly short of money. What's going on?
Well, yeah, you're right, Lars. The state has seen double-digit growth over the last number of years. They've created incredible amounts of spending for our state. It's basically doubled over the last decade, from about $35 billion to we're more than $70 billion of our budget right now. And this year, we are having actually a shortfall. We don't have enough to cover everything they want to spend, which shouldn't be a surprise to anyone. We first started hearing about this back in November, just after the election, and it was about a $4 billion shortfall. And then it quickly jumped to $8 billion. Now it's 10 to 12. And then we recently heard Governor Ferguson say it's a $15 billion shortfall. So, Lars, I jumped in and I asked the nonpartisan staff, what is the real budget shortfall? What is it really going to take to operate government next year like we do this year? And they came back in December and they said, Senator, that number is $6.7 billion.
It's still $6 billion. And is that an honest number, Senator? Or is that just that's more of what they'd like to spend, but they don't have it?
No. The $6.7 billion is if we were to operate government next year in the same manner that we're operating it this year, that would be the shortfall. So
are there any
numbers?
Since we've got DOGE as the great example over the last, I don't know, not quite 60 days, it seems there's a lot of fat in the federal budget. Do you suspect there may be 10% fat in the state budget that could be cut that would take that shortfall to zero?
Well, Lars, I've gone through every line in the budget multiple times over, and we have actually created a full state budget that we just unveiled today. It's actually a little over 1,000 pages long. It is a comprehensive budget. It is complete, and it actually funds our state government, makes up the difference of the shortfall, and does not raise taxes on any person in our state, Lars.
Okay, taxes and fees. I always have to ask that, Senator, because, you know, the state of Oregon does the same thing. They'll say, well, we didn't raise any taxes, but they raised 20 or 30 different fees, which amounts to the same. It's money out of my pocket into the pockets of Salem and Olympia. So does it also hold fees at a level? Because I just noticed a discovery pass. So a citizen is actually able to visit the parks that we all pay for. That's going up from $30 to about $45. That's a 50% increase. Even private sector companies don't get away with that.
Yeah, there are certainly proposals down here in Olympia to raise fees. Some of them, like you said, 50% increases for people who sell wine and beer in their restaurants and whatnot. We do not take that approach in our budget. So, but here's how the Democrats get to that $12 to $15 billion shortfall. Is they take the number I mentioned, the 6.7 true number, they add $4 billion in additional taxes, they add another $1.75 billion in policies that they want to increase, and then you're at 12, and before you know it, you can jump to 15 really quick. But you can also move the opposite direction, Lars, and that's what we've done in our particular budget proposal is we forego some of those proposed increases. For example, the $4 billion raises that were negotiated by Governor Inslee as he was walking out the door and off into the sunset. We recognize that we are not able to fund those. And so we don't. But we do actually offer a compromise position because, you know, right now the situation the state is in is either tax people all across our state and fund the $4 billion in raises that Inslee negotiated, or do nothing for state employees. And as a political item, doing nothing I don't think is viable. So we try to offer a middle ground in our proposal, and we offer a bonus in the amount of $5,000 to every state employee, and we offer for them to go and renegotiate their bargaining agreements with the Ferguson administration and come back to the legislature. We think that is more than generous. It's a very progressive bonus structure, meaning that it'll really help people who are at the lower end of the pay scale much more than it does the department head or whatnot. And it'll perhaps give us a little bit of room to negotiate so that we do not have to face $4 billion of taxes this year.
Now what you need is all the Seattle media, you know, the big TV stations, to come down to Olympia and talk to the Democrats and say, here's a budget that doesn't raise taxes or fees and doesn't require more money, and you're not upside down. And then we've got your budget that's $15 billion. Why should the public believe you? But I have a feeling that most of the reporters in Seattle don't want to ask that kind of question. Senator Gildon, thank you very much. I appreciate the time.
All right. Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
They've got a budget that'll actually solve the problem and no new fees or taxes. You know which one the Democrat majority is going to want.